What an incredible weekend for mountain biking. It's been mental.
It has been absolute madness. We're going to look at that right now, but let's get going with Blake Sampson.
And Martin Ashton.
Come on in. Yes, welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show, where we're going to dive into the madness from Leargang this weekend. What a mountain bike festival it was.
Oh, my, I've got goosebumps. Take a look at those bumps. Good. It was incredible. I absolutely loved the racing.
Yeah, it had everything. It had literally everything. EDR, downhill, XCO, XCC, all the letters.
And we had the world's first, which happened, which we'll talk to in about in a minute.
Yes. The first belt drive win at a downhill, but
junior.
There's a caveat. Mm-hmm. So, let's get into the madness. What I thought was really amazing about this weekend at Leargang is it's not often a course provides character itself that means it gets spread around the world socially by non-mountain bikers.
I know.
I got sent so many clips from like family and friends from Leargang, because there was such crazy stuff, and there's also features there that are very iconic, like the wall ride. We'll get to that in a moment. Yep. You know, one of the things I got shared a lot, and I would not normally get this, is cross country racing.
Oh yeah, it was a bit greasy.
It really was, and in the women's race, right? It was brilliant. Like, here's Yolanda Neff on a Cannondale. Love this girl. Look, she's amazing.
She's incredible.
She is a style
icon.
She's a
super advocate for the sport. She's flamboyant.
Look at those conditions.
Look at it.
But this is what I got shared a lot, because it is a fabulous bit of riding. Mm-hmm. And what you've got to do is watch this. Loana Lecomte, right? Watch her eyes coming down this. The bike's all over the place.
Look at the start for
and
a
then,
start.
And then, she carries it on. But eyes on the prize bingers. She does not take...
No, she doesn't care, does she?
She don't flinch.
No, she doesn't.
I mean, that is a really amazing bit of riding.
If that was me, I'd be like that.
Well, I think my expression would have changed. She just at the bottom of there starts to grimace a little bit, like, right, but I think it's because she's like, right, I'm through it, let's go.
Let's crack on.
Because they're so flat out in cross country.
She was the one that went over the bars in the Olympics.
Yes, she took a big knock to the face.
The face.
In the Olympics.
Straight to the face!
But she's not scared.
No, she's not.
That drift in is brilliant.
Yeah, well, I bring it.
So it was really cool to get shared some XC social.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. One thing that did take all the social...
All the credit.
I got sent this by... My brother sent me this, right?
Did he?
Honestly, my brother was like...
He works in radio, his brother.
Yeah, basically, the wall ride at Leargang is famous.
It's
been brilliant every year. But boy, this year did it deliver.
They changed it slightly, right?
I think they maybe changed the takeoff a little bit so it was easier to reach, because more people were getting there than normal. But one man in particular was not only getting there...
He's my favourite.
Well, he's on fire.
He took the win.
I mean, he did that and won.
Exactly. Just
went, look at the steez. I mean, he is just the disregard for personal safety.
He's just like
outlandish.
I'm going to drop my shoulder into this one.
Like, wait, I'm having fun, lads. Yeah. And I'm going faster than you. It's so good. I love it. Syndicate shared this, where it's got other riders racing into it, and then Goldstone just... Throwing it in.
But
Asa Vermatte. How do you say his second name? Vermatte? I'm not sure.
Asa Vermatte.
Correct me in the comments down below. But he also jumped into it really nice. But he did it like uber smooth and quick.
Yeah.
Without the flair
of
Jackson Goldstone. But to win and do that, I mean, you can't ask for much more.
No, you can't.
Can you? But such a tight victory as well from Lloyd Bruning.
It is.
Yeah.
It didn't all go to plan on that wall, right?
Not for Syndicate,
no,
it didn't.
No, Nina Hoffman comes into this.
Boy, she goes into it, though.
She does, doesn't she?
And then look at that. Ooh. Exit.
There's like a big G out in that bottom turn, and she spits her.
Exit, stage right.
Yeah.
My God, that is a big crash. Thankfully, right, she took a bit of a bang to head and stuff. Yeah. She was all good. Went to hospital. She was okay. But that could have been... I mean, what
it's
are
not
you...
not a place
how,
to do
how
that,
many,
is it?
20 feet out the top of that?
Oh,
went off the ground, went out the top of there?
And the speed you're coming out of the top of it?
I mean,
to dead stop on the ground?
Fair play, Nina Hoffman. That is tough. I really liked it. But there was some brilliant action. But here's the biggest madness that went down at Leargang.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I mean, it's... I don't know how to take it, right? Basically, there's the belted prize. We all know about it this year. €100,000 down from Gates Belt Drive, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, for the first person to win a World Cup.
Yeah.
Right?
Which was won?
Well, which was won this weekend in juniors.
Yeah, so you're out, man.
And only a few weeks ago was won by Hattie Harden in an Enduro.
Not a World Cup.
But it wasn't a World Cup downhill elite.
Does that mean this prize is still up for grabs?
The prize is still there.
Oh, is it? Okay, that's good.
Anyone on a belted bike can win that prize. It's a fantastic carrot that everyone's chasing, right? But it is such a shame. Because if you think what the point of this prize is to get people to think, I should put a belted drive on my bike because I'm struggling to get money to run a team and I could win $100,000, right? But what Gates are trying to do is to prove, well, it'd be a proof of concept in this extreme environment. And they want people to see it as usable, right? They chose the most obvious place they could get away with it working in downhill because basically it's got advantages over the chain.
The old chain.
But it also, the weight side of things, the drag isn't such a big issue. Hattie Harden took a belted bike, her Nikolai, just 3 weeks ago, I think it was, in the first round of the Enduro World Series.
Enduro, so pedalling
that. And won it, right?
Peddling.
If there was ever the perfect proof of concept that a belt drive bike works for mountain bikers like us, it's an Enduro.
Yeah.
Hattie Harden did this already, right? She's owed $100,000.
I think so.
Right? Sorry, Gates. She's owed $100,000. Now, our man Ollie Clark at the weekend on the Zeroed, isn't it? He's riding.
Beautiful looking bike.
From New Zealand, Ollie Clark in the juniors. He goes down a downhill World Cup and wins, right? That's $100,000.
That's 200 grand.
Imagine how much that would mean to that kid. He'd be a pro for the next 5 years without needing a sponsor.
Yeah.
Come on, Gates. You've got loads of money. You make the stuff out of carbon. Goodness sakes. Like, such a shame. So I think that's the maddest thing, is that we've had every proof of concept for a belted bike you could possibly have, and still no one's got the $100,000. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Will we see it won this year, Bingers, do you think?
I are 100%. Well, no, not. Not if Mr. Goldstone's got anything
not
to do with
still
it.
Rides.
If he's still riding, then no.
I mean, his level is crazy.
It could be in the females.
What do you think about a belted drive? Because would you ride a belted drive?
I would, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not ridden one before?
I have.
Yeah.
It was just like a road bike, street bike.
I would love the idea of a road bike.
Do you know where I want
rid of the derailleur?
Do you know where I want it? Mm. On an e-bike.
Ooh.
Now that's where I want it.
A belted e-bike.
I think I'd prefer it.
Is that a thing, Joe? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Of course it's mine. Why didn't you know that? You're
internal
a
gearbox,
person.
E-bike motor.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense, actually. Yeah, on the old on the e-bikes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the whole gearbox idea is essentially it's for e-bikes. It's an e-bike idea.
Because that's what I think.
As the manufacturers put technology into a gearbox, it packages well with a motor. It all goes together to force mountain, and I think normal mountain bikes, you know, are going to be less. I don't know, it's hard to talk about these things without upsetting lots of people because some people like e-bikes and some don't, but I think e-bikes are going to become more popular. I do. I don't necessarily want them to, but...
Or the norm. It is more
maybe
norm.
They might become the norm.
Mm. I've seen more
let
kids
us know.
On them.
Yeah.
I've seen more kids
stop
on
talking
them.
About them.
Well,
stop
know,
talking about
yeah,
right. Let us know what you think about belted drive. Ollie Clark and Hattie Harden essentially owed $100,000 each. Let's get that petition going.
Don't. You're putting a whole kettle of worms and fishes out there.
And is Jackson Goldston going to get any more wild and crazy this year? Let's hope so. Tell us all about it, your thoughts of how the racing's going at the moment in the comments down below. Let's keep going. Should we go to the news, Bing?
Please. Let's talk about the results.
What's up, everyone? Wasn't Leagang exciting race? Martin and Blake have been through a lot of the cool stuff already, so we'll stick solely to the results now. Ollie Clark was the first person in downhill to put a gearbox bike on the top of the podium. But that Gates-belted purse only pays out for elites. So he joins Hattie Harnden as a World Cup gearbox-driven winner who doesn't get that big prize. Rosa Zirle took to the top step for the first time in the juniors, only her third UCI race. It was business as usual in the elites, or at least business as last week, Gracie Hemstreet and Jackson Goldstone backing up their results and keeping Canada on the top step. Anna Newkirk's doing extremely well right now, another second spot for her, beating Valley Hull out at home, the world champ coming in third spot. The men's race saw Henry Kiefer take to the podium for the first time in third spot, Loic Bruni in second, an absolute whisker off the top step, just 0.059 in it. The weather turned for day two of the proceedings. Six stages for the Enduro saw racers riding 67 kilometers, luckily taking in 4,000 meters of vert from gondolas with 1,000 meters naturally aspirated climbing. Very wet conditions making those rooty alpine tracks extremely tough to tackle. Ella Connolly took her second win of the year. Simona Kuchikova second, Winnie Goldsberry another third spot for her. Jesse Melamed won three of the six stages, Charlie Murray into second space. Nice to see both of them back at the sharp end, to be honest. Slawomir Lukaszczyk into third in the men's race. Chris Blevins took his fourth short track World Cup in a row and record five cross-discipline wins on the trot, as both of his previous weekends, he's won both the XCC and XCO. Amazing achievement there. Martin Vidor and Charlie Aldridge pushed him right to the end, though both hot on his heels in the sprint finish to round out the podium. When the XCO came around, the same day as the Enduro, the weather was dire. Mud made that course an extremely different beast. Puck Pietersay took off on the first lap, putting a commanding lead right to the line. Sammy Maxwell gave chase solo, but could only come around 50 seconds back for second spot. Ramona Forcini secured the final spot, fighting off Neff and Wiedemann. As always, you can catch all the action from the Whoop UCI Mountain Bike World Series racing on Discovery Plus and Max. Our channel partner Propane have teased their latest bike, the Shresh SL, which has the TQ HPR 60 and a modular battery system. Look how sleek this thing looks. It's honestly pretty lightweight for an e-bike too. Can barely tell it's one, and it's got a nice silent feel to that motor. More details on that and a full release on June 26th. Back to the manual bikes though, Orbea have some updates to the Ockham SL and LT, including new colours and graphics. The option to have internal headset or internal standard cable routing, and an adjustable head angle of a total of 1.5 degrees on the menu. Slacker for more aggressive trails, steeper for precise handling on the flats. Last but not least, white bikes have the Sector S and Sector RS hardtails. 130mm fork, 29-inch wheels, 6061 T6 aluminium. It's an all-new frame with low standover, modern geometry, tool strap, bosses, and 180mm disc brake mounts as standard. The Sector S is your more budget-friendly option, £1,099, and the RS is a bit bougier, £1,499, both with a lifetime warranty. Right, that's my time this week. Catch you on the next one. Here's Toff with the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be his new video part from Steve Vanderhook and Ride Rap called Fifth Again. He's riding a legendary North Shore trail called the Fifth Horseman. I'd love to know the history about this. I know it was built in around the early 2000s because it was in North Shore Extreme Series. So I don't know if it was built by like Dangerous Dan or Digger. Someone tell me, I'd love to know. Anyway, Steve's already put out a banging video part on this trail in 2020, so it's sick to see him just push it even further. And it's sick to see they built these contributions to the trail whilst keeping the utmost respect, like that gap to ladder on the log. My favourite clip has to be that triple into basically no landing, and it's all narrow, but there's loads of other sick lines in this, so it's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Hacks and bodges.
And you...
Hacks and bodges.
Yes. Hacks and bodges time with all the support from the crowd. Let's get into it. First one.
Don't mind. This is a chance for you to win £50 gift voucher. By sending in your hacks and bodges, you get a chance to win a £50 gift voucher from our store, which is incredible. So there's a link down below. But hey, can we get into it? Because
it's a good job you remembered that, because I'd forgotten. That's a good price.
That's a good price, isn't it?
£50 worth of GMBA merch. Come on.
I love this one.
What? So this is from Tady Tamlin.
Yeah.
Tady?
Is this Tady? What is it?
So that is a shock pump, and he's using it as a sag SAG scale
it's
reference.
Like, it's shock pump telemetry. That's actually genius.
So, basically, he sticks it on there. With a coil, it can't really see your SAG because you haven't got that little rubber ring that you would have on an air shock.
Yeah.
By using this...
Yeah.
That's bloody genius.
Yeah, but you could have it on there a whole ride.
Yeah, and you could
fool people.
And then
afterwards, you could take it off and then ask it, how was my suspension? But it's a great idea for a SAG calculator.
It's
great idea. That's going to be hard.
SAD calculator,
that's
but it's
gonna
SAG.
That's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, it's going to be
next
hard.
Next up, from Mark Simmons, we have got... Oh, this is the right little package.
Martin, this
look
week,
at this.
This week is incredible.
Oh, my God, that's good. So, basically...
It's incredible.
Mark has given us his frame storage.
Where is he from?
My Bark Tool tubes. Keep them nice and dry and a couple of zip ties taped to the side to aid fishing them out when they come in handy.
He's got the Topeak ratchet there.
Yeah.
But the one thing I really do like is he's got a little Swiss Army knife.
God.
Look at a little Swiss Army knife.
Grow up.
Look at the kids. It's got a nail file, a little knife, scissors. It's got toothpick tweezers on that thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the things I'm thinking about on the trail. Toothpick. A toothpick.
Yeah, you could be munching on something and, oh, gosh, golly.
We're out mountain biking, mate. We're not... Do you know what
we're
I mean?
We're not doing any, like...
We're not sat at a fireside eating chicken wings.
How cute. You know. Hey, you never know. You get spicy chicken wings at some trail centres. You can have some of them.
That is a great one. So it's stiff competition today. Next one from Alejandro Cano. This is
a tripod for a camera.
It's really great. He's used a camera tripod as, well...
He's bleeding his brakes. That's what he's
doing.
That's
really clever. That's really clever. Useful... I mean, he's in his kitchen as well, so he's doing well.
Why not? You can cook and fix on your bike.
But, I mean, space is obviously limited, and you've got to make use of everything you can. I think thinking outside the box for things like this is very clever.
So
I would
tight.
Say I don't think Alejandro's quite on the level
as the other
of
two.
Our Mark and
Martin.
Tidy. Blake, I'm going to let you decide. You're giving away £50 worth of GMBN merch to the winner. Who's it going to be?
Can I go for the... I'm going for the Bark Tool.
The Bark Tool, really?
Yeah.
You love a toothpick.
Martin!
Man, winner. Well done, Mark. You have won yourself. That £50 worth of merch. Congratulations. Give us an email and we will get that out to you. If you would like to win something like that yourself next week, then... Hacks and Bodges down in the comment
description down below.
Like, where is it? It's down there somewhere. Description down below. You can follow the link and go to the uploader and get involved. Thank you very much. Right, let's keep going with the show. Things we like this week. Can I tell you something I do like?
What's that?
When I'm at hotels,
me.
I really... What?
You like me?
I like you at hotels.
Oh, okay, there you go.
When I'm at a hotel and I go to breakfast, I'm always comforted by Germans. If you go to a breakfast in a hotel and there's Germans in the room, you know, at a table near you, and they're talking and you can hear the language going
around.
For some reason, I feel comforted by it.
It's warming.
I don't know why, right? But similarly, when you're in the Dirt Shed show, do you know what really calms you down and makes me feel safe?
What's that?
An Australian. Not
makes you feel safe.
Joe. Yeah, I just feel confident. Yeah, Australians feel like they'd be ready for anything.
No, they definitely are.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like, there's a helicopter going, so I've got it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's fine.
Well, it's like Crocodile Dundee.
I feel safe.
There's a real Crocodile Dundee there.
I feel safe with a Joe in the room. And he's a karate Joe as well.
But he's not karate.
Muay Thai.
Shut up. He will. Yeah, I'll send him down. Anyway, let's get on with things we like this week.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, check this out, Bingers. When you go on the internet and you see something that you must do, right? You.
I must do. Okay,
yeah, look at this.
It.
You're going to be like, yes, I'm in. Look at this.
I'm watching.
Look at him. Mate, you have got to do that.
Oh, my.
Mini balance bike riding for adults.
He's cutting it.
He is absolutely sending it.
I bet I've ridden mini bikes, but not that mini. And
that's a really little one.
Yeah, they're really weird.
You've got to do that. So that's one of the things I like this week, is thinking forward to you doing that. Next up, I like this. It's actually, this has happened to us. we'll tell you in a moment. But basically, someone rides into someone who's walking on a trail, right? What I love about this, I love something about this.
Okay.
Right? What I love about it is the guy who's posted it, right? He's just like, before you all go nuts, chill.
Yeah.
This stuff happens. No judgment. Just showing you. Let's not all turn on the poor guy walking down the track who got hit by a bike. He doesn't escalate it.
Nah.
He's just like, oh man, look what happened to me today. But I'm not sharing it with you so you can all go online and like cancel this guy who's walking up the trail. Whether he should or shouldn't have been walking up the trail. Oh, we've all done something crap.
Yeah, we have.
Actually, one time we were doing the random tandem in Whistler. We were stuck in a bit of trail. Blake was having a right old fight with a bike trying to get it out, and a guy came down the wrong way down the trail with his headphones in.
No, that's wrong.
Our person ahead of us, which was Jack, the cameraman, who was shouting to him to stop. He didn't hear him because he had his headphones in.
Super loud.
Because you could ride both ways. He come down the trail, hit the handlebar of my bike because I was perched up against a tree. I was trying to stop him. He had the biggest crash.
Landed on a boulder off
and
the wooden feature.
And I went off at him.
Yeah.
I went off at him like a bomb, right? Because I was like, man, how much warning do I have to give you, right? It was a bit unlike me. I don't usually have a go, but I had a go at this guy because he was about to have a go back. And then this muppet, he started going, well, you know, he had a right of way and whatever. And then I went off at him and
all.
Yeah,
it was a right.
Yeah.
We found boundaries. Boundaries were formed.
Sorry. I thought you were going to hit me then, but yeah.
Right, something else I like this week, Biggers. Something else I like this week. This
no,
boy.
No, this is good.
This boy can stop it.
This guy, yeah.
Look at this.
He got to stop, he's stopping doing that.
I mean, I used to be good at stoppies, but
not
so much these days. But
that a world record?
Wait, straight, smooth, fast. I'll go around this corner now. That's hard.
No, that is hard.
But wait, he goes to the right.
And then to
and
the
then
left.
To, oh, did you think I could only do it one way?
No.
Correction. Yeah, that guy is sick.
I think that's a world record, mine.
Camille Stunts. He is worth a follow. That boy can ride. Look, he's still going.
He's still going.
I didn't know he went that far. Oh, my God. Actually, it gets boring after a while. But anyway, it's still pretty good. It's
I've
pretty
been told
good.
He's still going today.
He hasn't stopped. Those are some things we like this week. Right, let's give you another chance to win some GMBN merch. Here we go.
Take a look at this. This was last week's caption contest.
Lovely.
Owen looking all sleepy with his eye mask and his earplugs in.
I love Owen.
He's great. I think he's absorbing all the tech. He's like just thinking.
He's a mind, that guy. He's got a mind. I tell you what, I thought about Owen the other day. I was chatting to him and then I thought, when I've got my AI like built into my brain and it can talk to me or my glasses or whatever, right? I want it to have Owen's voice.
Yeah.
I think he's got the perfect AI voice.
He has.
Sounds like an AI, doesn't he?
He sounds like Richard Hammond.
No, Richard Hammond sounds like Owen.
Okay. But you know what I get. You know what I mean. Yeah.
I mean, I want him as my AI. But here he is. on the, I think he's probably on his way to China or something. The
something
poor guy.
Like that.
We send him everywhere. Esox Cycle says, having brought Martin and Blake out of storage for this week's show, GMBM put Owen in storage until needed again. Aww. Poor Owen.
Oh, man, can you get this Owen. One? Look at this one. This one's from Sled5196. He says, when you've had enough of Martin blathering, about World Series podium changes.
I do go on about it. I'm not the only one.
No.
Who goes on about podiums. It should be five people on the podium. We're over it. We're over it, aren't we? We've all moved on. We all moved on as quickly as we thought we might.
We're still talking about it.
But now it always feels old now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Look, we got
all that whining, where did it get us?
Yeah, exactly.
Nowhere.
We got one more fear from Barians. Owen's taken the XTR embargo too seriously. He's like, I'm not saying a word, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, so when these products are coming out, there is a, you know, we and others get to see these things early, and then they put an embargo date on it, and you can't talk about it.
Gives
until
us time
that
to
moment.
Make stuff.
And that's what you have to do with someone like Owen, to shut him up about something that's coming.
When we saw it for the first time in the office, he was like,
yeah, he gets excited.
He
does. He really does. He thinks some things that are quite boring are quite fun.
Yeah.
Owen, great picture from you. Let's pick a winner. I think the embargo one's great.
I think the embargo one's perfect.
So Barry Enns, you win it. Owen takes the XDR embargo too seriously, and it's accurate.
Yeah.
So you win yourself £50 worth of GMBN kit from the store. Congratulations. Give us an email and we'll get that out to you. It's not bad, is it?
No, it's not bad. Take a look at this week's one. Hey, what happened there?
give us your caption for that in the comments down below.
Hashtag caption contest.
Yes, and you could be winning yourself a prize next week. Best of luck. Right, let's get into the bike.
Mr. Ashton, wake up. We're in the bike vault and it is time to give some super nices, some nices, and criticise some of the bikes that you guys have sent in.
Criticise?
Well, yeah, you know, some colours. I'm going to kick off with criticism because you criticised someone's bike colours and it was the same colour as the bell.
Yeah, that was a bad move. Yeah. My bad. But anything I say, criticism or, you know, positivity or factual, okay, with a pinch of salt, people.
Pinch.
A lot of things I say.
Fistful.
The world didn't need, you know? But anyway, let's carry on.
If you want to get involved, there's a link down below. Put your bikes in there and hopefully you can be on the show next week. But I'm going to kick it off with this airdrop, Martin.
It's going to be hard to criticise the colour of this. It's white.
I would say it's chrome. I think it's aluminium.
Oh, it is.
It's
you're raw. Right, you're right. My eyes are raw. Adrian Lowe has sent in, what is it?
It's an airdrop.
An airdrop, nice.
That thing is, do you know what? I do like an airdrop. There's something about that.
That's the bell.
I'm going to say it's the black Zeb, just... It's tidy. There's no dropper on it.
Next up, Orange Alpine. Move on, Blake. Move on.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
Ooh.
Orange Alpine. Well, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
God, you know what? I feel like I've been to that BMX track.
Where is that?
I don't know, but I feel like I recognise it. Or maybe it's just similar to one that was built at the same time as that same one. I don't know.
So it's a bolt-on... mid-drive e-bike motor. That's what that big ass thing is.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah, so that's what that's a battery. Oh, I thought it was a water bottle, but then I was like, what's that underneath there?
Going
but that's
off it, Adrian.
And he's built in to go quite far and to just have fun riding.
Okay,
he's got a wing mirror.
Okay, it's a wing mirror?
That's a wing mirror.
Oh, my word. That is nice. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice, that one.
I'm moving on.
Each to his own.
Talk about orange. This is an orange bike. I mean, do you know why oranges should be orange?
They should. Some of them are.
But this is the previous propane Spindrift.
Yes. Yeah, it's not this. But it's
not. This is the previous propane Spindrift orange.
Now, if we were to
supernize
this,
is that the downhill bike? It's the Rage.
Is it?
It's the Rage. Spindrift was the same sort of thing. Yeah. Sorry, it's a Rage. It's a super nice.
Well, the thing is, Bing, is if you supernize that, people are going to accuse us of favouritism because of protein. You know, and stuff
protein.
Like propane.
They start to protest about the protein.
Yeah. So, super nice.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, absolute favouritism. Why not? Okay, next up.
Now, this is a raw.
Yeah.
In raw form.
Yes.
I do like it.
Whose is this? This is
Christian's.
Christian. This is cool.
Now that is a beautiful bike.
Now Christian has
done the gold
us...
and the yellow with the Continental with the.
I mean, he's done a great job, and look, he's written us an essay on it. He really has, but we can't get into it. But essentially, it's a super nice.
No doubt about that.
Well
that
done, Christian.
Incredible.
Very nice. Next up, we've got a Santa Cruz.
This, my friends, I know the split drop in that is. Rogate.
Is it?
That's Rogate Bike Park. He's riding
Rogate,
Santa Cruz.
That's one of the most glamorous parks in the UK. If you're not from around here.
He's in Surrey, in the UK. Beautiful place. Hey, look, he's got an oval chainring.
Oh, nice.
It's a perfect shot of his bike. His pedals are level. His seat post is kind of half
spot. Yeah, it's nice.
That's super nice, Martin.
Oh, mate, you've said it now.
Yes,
go
on then.
So generous, it's ridiculous. Next up, it's 2022 Specialized.
I like the tents in the background. There's two tents, Martin.
Oh, my God. Noah Richards has sent this
in. There's two tents. They're pop-up tents.
Don't be so distracted by the tents. Look at the bicycle.
It's nice. It's non-drive side. It's drop is right down.
Oh. Do you want to go back to the tents?
Tents are super nice. Look at them.
Nice. Well done, Noah. Right, next up, we have got a Trek slash, I think it is.
Megan with the Trek.
Who's this from?
This is Megan.
Megan.
Megan. Look at that.
Oh, it's got all the things you like. Drive side, level, pedals.
Yeah, it's got the hidden stick, which you can't really tell there's a stick, but there's a stick there.
Go on, Bingers, what are you
giving me? It's a super nice, Martin.
Oh, God, it's done it.
Flapping, look at the weather on it.
Oh, no, the last one, I don't even want to... Jesus, this is going to be...
Oh! You cannot go wrong with a nukeproof scout.
Oh, shut up.
You cannot go wrong with a nukeproof scout.
Stop
look at
talking.
It.
Talking.
But I say you can't go wrong, but there's one thing that I've learned with riding hardtails, right?
Yeah.
29-inch wheels on a hardtail, clipped in, is the way forward.
Really?
Definitely.
Really, you are. That's so
that looks like a 27.5.
You're getting excited about a scout. Groundbreaking news.
It's got Petey's bottle. It's got a Halfway sticker. It's held up
that's
by
it's nice. It's really nice.
It's super nice.
It's time to look at some things coming up on the channel this week. Coming up on the channel this week, well, not just the channel. Wow. Not just the channel, channels.
I know, yeah. We've got multiple channels.
Yeah, don't forget that.
We have a tech channel.
We've got the ENBN show, mm-hmm. The bike that changed the game. Name that bike.
I'm going to say it's the Air... It's the...
Avanox motor,
DJI.
Yeah. So that's coming up. Don't miss that.
Is that coming with a gearbox?
Neil will be dropping the knowledge. Don't know, but imagine if it did. Canyon Stitched first look.
Yep, by me.
With Blake Sampson and... Pilgs.
Same, yeah, I might have got onto a phone call with Sam Pilgrim to ask a bit of information about the bike.
Just
yeah,
ringing up just, Sam Pilgrim up like Sam. You do, why not?
My mate,
why
he's not? Coming over for a roast later.
Is he?
No. Oh. I wish.
Next up, GMBN Tech has been on fire recently.
It has.
Owen has been bringing in all the knowledge mm-hmm. from the World Cups, and he'll be giving us everything you need to know about lubes, oils, and cleaners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or it might be Adam. It might be Adam, actually.
That's Adam.
Adam, who is, right, to say Adam on GMBN Tech is a find for us, right? He literally was the guy making all the bikes on all of our channels work.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know what? You know a lot.
If you watch GCN,
you should
tell
our viewers all that stuff you know.
All those bikes were maintained and built by him.
And get this feature this week on GMBN. Fergs doing Squamish Slabs with Remy Metalier.
Oh, now that's going to be a good one.
What a
Who
week.
Better to do it with Remy?
Week. Yeah. I tell you what, Fergus can ride. Boy, yeah, boy rips.
He can ride. He can race as well.
Yeah. He's got some... Steez to mm-hmm. him. Yeah, so that's coming up. It's an amazing week on GMBN. Thank you for watching the Dirt Shed Show. Don't miss any of those vids. They're all coming up for your riding pleasure. We'll see you next time.
See ya.